Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. We're here to give you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. This week, we'd like to especially thank all of our listeners who have shared our podcast with friends and family, as last week we saw the number of downloads for the show not only double, but triple. To support us further, please download the Stitcher app from the Android Marketplace with promo code THEGOODNEWS, all one word, or donate by sending us an email to thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. Sales of previously occupied homes are at their highest level since May 2010. More first-time homebuyers are making purchases. Sales have now risen nearly 13% over the past 6 months. While they are still well below the 6 million that economists equate with the healthy market, the gains have coincided with other changes in the market that suggest more sales are coming. "The trend is clearly upward," said Ian Shepherdson, chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics. Most economists said the January report was encouraging, especially when viewed with other recent positive housing data. Much of the optimism has come because hiring has picked up. More jobs are critical to a housing rebound. In January, employers added 243,000 net jobs, the most in 9 months, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.3%, the lowest level in nearly 3 years. General Electric announced last week their plans to hire 5,000 U.S. veterans over the next 5 years, and to sponsor the Hiring Our Heroes partnership with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to help veterans integrate into civilian workforce and match them to jobs after returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. President Obama has made a big push to help veterans get jobs, including the creation of a Veterans Jobs Corps that will help communities hire veterans as cops and firefighters. Just in time for Veterans Day last November, Congress passed legislation that provides federal tax credits to companies that hire vets. Teamwork in the medical field is helping to bridge the gap between Israelis and Palestinians. The new film Jerusalem SOS tells the stories of Jews and Muslims saving each other's lives. The film, which aired last month, portrayed Arabs wearing orange vests printed with the Red Star of David, teaming up with ultra-Orthodox Jews, and both groups have only praise for each other. Working as volunteer paramedics, these Jews and Muslims are taking note of the most important aspects of their faith, preserving human lives and justice. Jews and Muslims do not oppose working together, despite the invisible boundaries and suspicions that separate their communities, said Eli Behir to the Jerusalem Post. "In the beginning, I met a few who were surprised about working together, but after they saw that they are great people and really professional, they all like it." The film shows the rescue team transcending physical and political borders in order to save lives. Members of both faiths help each other provide for their communities on their respective holy days. Muslims come to the rescue of Jews on the Jewish Sabbath, and Jews help Muslims in emergencies on Fridays as well as during Ramadan. And our top story today, most everyone lately has been feeling the pain at the pump as gas prices have pushed higher, and the question of why they are higher and who's to blame is often asked. But there is a bright side to higher gas prices. Car dealerships are already seeing people bring in their gas-guzzling trucks and SUVs to trade for more efficient vehicles, helping the injured auto industry. Some new car owners are boasting that they are spending less on gas now than ever before. Owners of the very popular Toyota Prius average about 45 miles per gallon. The all-electric Nissan Leaf, which uses no gas and typically costs around $20 to charge each month, and the Chevy Volt Hybrid, which can run on both gas and electricity, are great options to battle the rising cost of gas. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. To improve the quality of our show and keep us ad-free, consider a donation. Simply send us an email at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com for details.